She certainly had a bad press and was, you know, had a very kind of off-putting image for a long time. But I think essentially there's a paradox about Thérèse, which I find almost impossible to kind of explain, is that somebody called her the Democrat of Holiness, the Democrat of Sanctity. And what they mean by that is that she's actually the one who, despite the grill and the cloister and the contemplative lifestyle and being hidden away most of her life, she was the one who brought holiness out into the world. And in a strange way, she anticipated many of the ideas and movements of Vatican II, the universal call to holiness for one. And Thérèse was not using those words exactly, but she was saying the same thing, that holiness is for everybody, and that it's not just something the exclusive right of hermits or monks or sisters or people in religious life, that everybody is called to holiness, and that God's love is universal and individual, and if we pick up that message of God's love, then we can live that out in the whatever situation or life we're in, you know.
And do you think people are attracted to her because of that, in the sense that a lot of saints would maybe have gone off and Christianized entire countries or preached to groups of people or done what might be considered rather extraordinary deeds? But St. Thérèse of Lisieux kept it very simple, really, didn't she? I mean, she understood that small things could be done greatly.
I think she kept it extremely simple, and I think this is the secret, or one of the secrets of her appeal. She called her way a little way, and sometimes people contrast littleness with not being profound. The opposite to profound is complicated, and her way was certainly not complicated. It was extremely simple, and she was able to find holiness in the ordinary, everyday, humdrum things that you and I and everybody else experience. Most of our lives are very ordinary. There's no big things happening. Occasionally we have, you know, huge things happening in our life, but for the ordinary, everyday life, things are just roll along, and it's what we do with them. These are, for many people, the stumbling stones. For Thérèse, there were stepping stones, and she used them as steps to deepen and to live out her love for God day by day, moment by moment.
And recently you did a retreat based on that idea. Was it something that people were able to take a lot of comfort from, perhaps, and to go, my life is maybe more extraordinary than I think, or it's the little things that really matter?
Yeah, there was a very good response, and people identified with Thérèse. I think that was really what is always, I find, surprising, that they called her the people saint and the worker saint. Now, that's a paradox if there was ever one. Thérèse never worked in a shop or an office or a business, and she was quite clumsy and hopeless even at the ordinary housework things. But what she meant by it, and Dorothy there was somebody who was really involved in the workers' movement and at the very whole face of everyday reality, but yet she said that Thérèse translated holiness into the lives of ordinary people, got into the homes, into their families, into their decisions, and somehow gave them a meaning and a purpose for life. And that's, I think, what people found when we spoke about the little way, that it was something that is not a way up in the clouds. It's something that they can live and they can experience, and that's where they are. For Thérèse, the secret was love. Now, and that's, again, a cliche, and it's a word we bandy around. And Thérèse, in one of her letters, she says to somebody, I wish I could find another word for love, because it's so abused and misused and misunderstood, she said, but I'm afraid we have to come back to it, no matter how battered it is. It's the only word we have. One of the most powerful sentences in the Gospel, in John's Gospel, is God is love. And yet Thérèse, out of nearly 1,000 quotations, doesn't use that quotation, because she looked for something more specific, more kind of with a human face, and for her, Jesus was love. She found the love of God expressed in the face of Christ, in the humanity of Christ. And I think the secret of her little way, and indeed the secret of her other teaching, is that she rediscovered for us the heart of the gospel. Even the idea of, you know, that heaven had to be gained, the idea of merit. Thérèse asked her mother when she was a little child, "Will I go to heaven?" And her mother, like any mother, said, "You will, of course, if you're a good girl." Now, Thérèse asked herself that question many years later, and the answer was a little different. She said, "Yes, I'll go to heaven, because not because I'll be good, because God is good." So that discovery that it was God ultimately that was going to be the catalyst, and that she didn't have to earn heaven. She didn't have to earn his love. God loves us because he is love, and he can't do anything else. And Thérèse had that great insight that God was... She had this image, a lovely, lovely image of a big a dam of water ready to burst, and that God was all pent up within God. All he wanted was to pour out that love if he would get someone who would receive us. And that's what she means by coming to God with empty hands. I mean, most of us would feel that, you know, we'd like to bring something to God, but we don't have to bring anything. Everything is a gift, and that's one of our most beautiful phrases, everything is a gift. And for Thérèse, everything was a gift, life itself and everything that happened to her. And she was able to draw fruit and profit out of the simple, ordinary things that you and I might just pass by and not acknowledge.